What chaos do you create? Grow Great Daily Brief number 86 for Friday, October the 19th, 2018. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. This week, there was an Inc. article about how Jeff Bezos will often forward a customer complaint to an appropriate department head with a single keystroke added at the end of it. A question mark. Just a question mark. That's it. One keystroke. But it's a keystroke from the man. Now, the article points out how when these leaders, they get such an email, they naturally drop everything, professionally, personally, doesn't matter. There's this mad scramble that begins as they try to think through a solution to prevent that complaint from happening again. Bezos is fanatical about customer experience, and he has created the most customer-friendly company in the world. His question mark tactic positively reinforces how serious he is about that. And so that propels the leadership team to maintain the focus on the customers and not competition. And it could easily be argued that's how Amazon buries competitors, all of them. Now, as the article points out, there may be some big downsides to the question mark. Professional pursuits to amplify customer experience, those can be shoved onto a back burner, because now we have to remedy the concerns of the man. Personal pursuits, all that life-work balance, forget about that. That gets crushed in the wake of the team's fear-driven efforts to make the man happy. Now, I don't have any real insights about this. I don't have any insights about the inner workings of Amazon other than what I read, probably like you, or how Jeff Bezos leads and manages. Remember, we lead people, we manage the work. The article cites an interview with an Amazon executive per Business Insider, and Bezos has gone on record. He has openly confessed that he does this, that he has this email address that customers can still email. He doesn't reply, but he reads them all. And so when he gets these complaints, this is what he admittedly does. So this is not up for dispute. I don't even think that the response of the executives is up for much debate. I'm rather certain they do scramble like roaches when the lights turned on when they get an email like this. What may be up for some debate, and what social media seems to be debating over the last couple of days, is the positive and the negative impact when the man, and now we're going to talk about you, not Jeff Bezos, when the man causes chaos. Well, what's the intent? Let's look at your tactics. Look at your strategies. This isn't about Amazon. It's about you. It's about your company. Think about the things that are fanatically important to you. For Bezos, it's the customer experience. Well, what is it for you? Knowing yourself. Knowing yourself is a big, big deal. It's a major component of managing the chaos that you create, whether you intend to create it or not. Here's a test. If I were to come and spend some time with you and your leadership team, I would find out in short order what you really care about. Now, we might sit down in our conversation and you might tell me, well, you could tell me whatever you wanted to tell me. Maybe you'd front. Maybe you'd put on a mask and you would want to look good. And so you'd tell me something that you would think would be more palatable. Maybe that's not really what's most important to you, but you could tell me whatever you want to tell me. And you could tell me the things that you care about, the things that keep you awake at night, the things that you wish some superhero could come in and solve for you. Then I could go spend time with your leadership team. Perhaps just walk throughout your entire company. They might tell me something completely different. Because in too many cases, the man's talk and behavior, they're not congruent. That is, in too many businesses, too many business owners, they say one thing, do something different. Our customers are number one. Well, nearly every entrepreneur says that. But when they wrangle about the smallest details that involve doing the right thing by the customer because there are dollars attached, okay, they may rant about how much money they're losing if they take care of this customer. And so now what they're doing is they're proving to the company, well, they say customers are important, but they're demonstrating to me they're not more important than the money we could lose to keep that customer happy. And so it goes inside many, many, many companies. Talk is cheap. Show me how your company behaves, and I'll quickly show you what matters most. And it ain't always what you say. Bezos, he's serious about customer experience. His intention may be to create chaos that is congruent with that fanaticism. So don't talk out of both sides of your mouth. What you preach must match what you do and what you insist be done. A big part of my work with top-level leaders is on being congruent, saying what we mean, meaning what we say. It's vital to effective leadership because employees grow increasingly anxious and unhappy when there is incongruency. Would it shock you to learn that many companies are led by somebody that the team can't quite figure out? I wonder what they mean. Man, if I had a nickel for every time an employee or a leader asked that question, I wonder what they mean. I wonder what they mean. It's a question that I've heard for the past decade in helping leadership teams improve their own effectiveness. The man or the woman has an executive meeting. And as they sit at the head of the table and they hold forth, they communicate in such a way that it creates chaos among the troops. Often, I will tell you, in my experience, unintended chaos. It's a communication chaos. And because of their leadership style, nobody in the room speaks up to get clarity because, well, the room's intimidated. And so the meeting breaks up and the people go out in the hall and then they go there. What did she mean by that? I wonder what she meant by that. What do you think she meant by that? And so the leadership team is scrambling individually, separately, and collectively to try to figure this out. Working, 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 working. Not quite sure if they're working on what they ought to be working on, just trying to figure it out. And you just think of all the collective manpower and hours and energy and morale wasted. That scenario happens every single day in too many companies, partly because lip service does not accurately mirror actual service. We say one thing, we do something else. And it also happens because communication is unclear. Now, as entrepreneurs, we live in our heads and we're speed freaks. We're moving fast, sometimes furiously. Sometimes it leads us to unclear communication that it makes sense in our head because we've been carrying on this conversation in our head with ourselves all day long, but it may not make sense to our team. You ever had a conversation with somebody and it's like they began in mid-sentence? Well, they did, but in their head they didn't, but out of their mouth it was mid-sentence. We just weren't involved in the first part of the sentence. Well, we sometimes do that ourselves. It's compounded depending on how we lead. Our style, our personality have a big impact. If we're hard charging and rather intimidating to our crew, they may avoid any confrontation, including the one that's necessary, so they can know what in the Sam Hill do we want. Leveraging chaos for good. I'm not going to get into a debate about whether Amazon executives have their work-life balance disturbed by the Bezos question mark. Life isn't perfect, and neither is leadership. Amazon's success speaks for itself, and there is no evidence that Jeff Bezos isn't a man of integrity and honesty. I'm not prone to judge him or anybody else. I just observe, knowing that my observations are very incomplete, but there's still a lot to learn. And I'm sure that Jeff Bezos has ruffled many feathers because, well, that's what achievement does. At scale, you accomplish more, more feathers get ruffled. I don't think chaos is evil or bad. I think it just needs to be congruent, consistent with your values and your goals. The Bezos question mark reinforces what he preaches. Whatever chaos that may create inside Amazon is likely a price that he's willing to pay. It's more than an Inc. article. It's Amazon culture. Context always matters. The question mark works for Bezos because it scales. Now, we're talking about a company that in 2017, the revenues were about $178 billion. We're not operating businesses that large. And so our chaos, it looks very different. Should you employ this same tactic? Probably not. Because you don't have the same scale. That means you can take a much more personal, communicative approach. You can more fully explain what your concerns are, what you're thinking, and what you want to be done. Amazon does about 35 transactions every second, averaging $34 million a day. Those 35 transactions every second average $1,084. Folks, that is unprecedented scale. So before we throw rocks at the tactic of the Bezos question mark, I think we're better served at understanding the chaos it causes and the results it gets so we can learn. So we can figure out some things on our own to help us grow our leadership, our enterprises. Growth isn't always comfortable. I mean, it's often chaotic, and it's filled with, well, it's filled with making sphincters pucker. It's not about being a jerk. It's not about being ill-tempered. It's about making sure that we keep our organization on point, focused on what matters most. And as entrepreneurs, we get to decide that for ourselves and for our organizations. It's the value we bring to the world. It's the value we bring when we make our dreams come alive. So I'm going to encourage you to create chaos. Just make sure it's chaos that's congruent with your true values and purpose. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Have a great, safe, happy, and boy, here in Dallas-Fort Worth, we're hoping for a dry weekend. And Lord willing, we'll do it all again next week. See ya.